We are not a terribly superstitious people. Our holidays are based in relatively recent history. We celebrate in very modern ways. We eat refined sugar, we grill meats, we shop for discounted goods. But once a year, Americans seek out the esoteric. We query the oracle. We dabble in the occult.
He speaks to the leader of the Groundhog Inner Circle. So it's all these guys in top hats that stand up front. He actually has a communicator, and he speaks Groundhog-ese to his communicator. And he has this interpreter that, you know, expresses to the crowd and the whole country via every form of media if the groundhog has seen a shadow or not.
That's my friend Mary Fugate, champion of Groundhog Day and host of possibly the biggest Groundhog Day party west of the Mississippi. Fugate has ties to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, home of Punxsutawney Phil, the rodent prophet who's been bringing mostly bad meteorological news to the American people since 1877. But his proclamation doesn't just affect his northeastern corner of the country. It's a proclamation for all. I'm not really sure how that works. I asked Mary what she thought would happen if Phil came to Utah to make his proclamation.
Well, the groundhog comes out of his hole, goes back in because he's scared of his shadow. And so I think, first of all, the inversion would confuse him because he, you know, won't be able to see a shadow as well because the sun is more hidden. So he would predict spring is just around the corner. But I think he would just be confused and ask what it is and in some poetic form, you know, express his sadness because of the inversion and then run back into his burrow.
Groundhog Day has roots in the Christian holiday of Candlemas, or the Feast of the Presentation of Jesus at the Temple, which of course has roots in a pagan belief involving observing European animals coming out of hibernation and hightailing it back into their holes for an extended winter. German immigrants brought the tradition to Pennsylvania, looking around for a hedgehog to come out of hibernation, but settling for the ubiquitous groundhog instead, thereby exalting the North American woodchuck to visionary status. It's the right time for a holiday, nestled between Christmas and Easter. It's 40 days, to be precise, after Christmas, and roughly halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. It's a safe time to maybe, just maybe, start entertaining fleeting thoughts of spring.
It definitely changes my outlook on things and my attitude, because if the groundhog says 6 more weeks of winter, then even when I'm super frustrated, I know that, like, the groundhog gave us these 6 more weeks of winter.
You heard that right. The benevolent groundhog will bless us with 6 more weeks of winter. But wait, she'll explain.
I always used to think that spring right around the corner was the more favorable outcome until I moved to Utah, when everybody wants to ski and snowboard and snowshoe as long as possible.
So what should we do with the furry fortune teller's forecast? Well, first, it has major implications on how we dress our Groundhog Day cookies.
If the groundhog sees its shadow, you put cinnamon sugar on them. And then the second thing is Groundhog Sundays, which is a vanilla sundae, and then you put the groundhog cookie in it like it's coming out of a hill, and put hot fudge all over it if the groundhog sees its shadow.
Groundhog Day is February 2nd. You can wake up and watch the Soothsayer's 5 a.m. live web feed at groundhog.org, or sleep in, look out the window Saturday morning, listen to the Utah Climate Center forecast, and decide for yourself how you're going to live your life for the next 6 weeks. After all, every prophecy is subject to interpretation.
I am actually predicting that spring is just around the corner, which, you know, waking up to like 18 inches of snow doesn't really support that. But I'm really thinking that this is the year that spring is just around the corner.
Thanks for that, Mary. You are the Punxsutawney ambassador. And since I'm not going to wake up at 5 a.m. on Saturday, I'm going to go with your prediction of the prediction that spring is just around the corner. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. This is Utah Public Radio.